Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, you follow Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young, man.
Oh, great. Great. Nothing like leading up to that one, right? And I want to start by saying happy birthday, happy belated birthday to one of the all-time great Saints, Morton Anderson. Thanks for all you've done, Morton. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'm just glad I got my citizenship now.
Yeah. No, Bobby, happy birthday, Bobby. Happy birthday, brother.
All right, Jimmy.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. And Jimmy, through two quote-unquote scrimmages that LSU's had, and yes, I did use the air quotes there, what stood out?
Man, I tell you, it's been, I say the first scrimmage, I think what's really stood out is the balance you actually have now with the offense and defense. Let's say that. And, you know, I don't believe everything Ed Orgeron says when he's on those podiums. You know, I think he's a heck of a salesman, and there's some showmanship there and so on. But it's evident when talking to people that were there that the offense really had a successful day last Saturday as opposed to the defense dominating the first time around. So coming into the season, I think that's a great thing that you're splitting practices. Some days offense gets the better of the defense. I know y'all spent years at the Saints training camps. You could tell there was a lopsided team with the offense for many of those years. Now the defense is kind of catching up, and you see the defense winning some of those battles, and that's kind of what's happening in Baton Rouge. So looks like a balanced team going into the 2019 season.
And, Jimmy, would you say, though, that whether you're optimistic about the tackles on the offensive line, then you may be concerned with the interior, or even vice versa? It seems like that's kind of a swinging door with injuries and who's available. And can we have, obviously a solid starting offensive line and maybe a potential backup? But it seems like that to have 5 out of 5, it might be 3 or 4 out of 5, but it's not truly right now, or has been, that true continuity when you have 5 guys you know that are going to be the guys on that line.
Yeah, they're looking for who their starting left guard is right now. They're not sure. They're not too deep at every position. Look for a guy like Chasen Hines to swing back and forth maybe as a backup guard or a starting guard and the backup center. They really aren't too deep across the offensive line, and there's still some question marks. Austin Deculus at right tackle really struggled last year. He's been performing better in camp this fall. But they still would like to see him perform at a high level against top competition. So there's still some question marks, some injuries, some guys trying to come back healthy. So, that could be the difference between this team either being 9-3, 10-2, or actually being in the playoffs. If that offensive line comes together, stays healthy, plays well as a unit, they have all of the other pieces in place to be able to compete for a championship. But there's a bunch of question marks going into the season, but they're fairly confident they have a good group, a good enough group to win.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com is where you can find him, at Jimmy Detail on Twitter as well. Jimmy, what have you seen out of freshman running back John Emery?
I tell you, some guys just look different, right? We've seen them all before. Some guys just have a little different bounce, a little pep to their step. And John Emery is one of those guys. You can just see him in basic drills and practice. When he comes off the line, when he's coming out of his breaks running routes, when he's changing direction, there's just a different level of burst there that we weren't accustomed to seeing out of last year's backs. So I think he's going to be phenomenal this year. They're still trying to get him up to speed on pass protection, so look for them to ease him into the season. That way they're not giving any tells to the defense as to what they plan on doing with their personnel packages. So, but by season's end, he could be the dynamic runner for this team. This kid looks like he's a future star in Baton Rouge.
Now, Jimmy, before you know it, September 7th is going to be here. I know Coach O's going to focus on first things first, Georgia Southern, but you look at the what was your take that looking at Longhorns dominated Georgia's high-powered offense when you consider Texas, Sugar Bowl champs, and where are they at right now? They lost 8 starters, my understanding, on defense. And so, I mean, is it a flip the coin type game, or what do you think? Are LSU's favored by a touchdown, considering you have to go to Austin? Where are they at right now? And when you look at it, I know Sam Ehlinger, and you got Burrow, you got seasoned quarterbacks, so that could be interesting.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of shocked to see the Vegas spread move in Texas's direction. I thought LSU would be a 3, maybe 4-point favorite going into this game when things were settled, but it looks like we're kind of headed in the other direction right now. I just don't know how a Texas defense that lost 8 starters, that was pretty good last year, but slightly above average maybe, and lost 8 of those starters, and out of the 3 returning, their star player Caden Stearns is banged up in camp, their star safety. They lost one of their star running backs. I just don't see this team having the type of speed across the board and experience to be able to compete with an LSU team that's really a veteran ball club. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. This is week 2 of the season. Everybody's still knocking off a little bit of rust. Who's going to be sharper? And I think that's going to be the veteran ball club. So I really don't think it's going to be that close of a game. I haven't for a while. I thought Vegas would sit around 3 or 4 points, but I always saw this as a double-digit ball game, and I still do. I feel like LSU's got the better team, position group by position group, and across the board, their physicality and speed will be too much for the Longhorns. I think you're looking at maybe a 31-17 type of ball game, and that's kind of where I've been at with this game since I've been eyeing it since the end of last fall.
Jimmy, I'm fist pumping with you because I'm on record here saying that I think this is a 7-10 point victory for LSU. Just because if you go back and look, 16 returning starters for LSU, 16 compared to 8 for Texas. That stuff matters.
Oh, that really matters. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I haven't gone back to really look, but I can't recall a time LSU had 16 returning starters. And these are quality guys. And then out of the 16 you have returning, you really have a 17th returning and Calavon Chaisson. So, I mean, I just think this team's primed, ready to go. I think it's a veteran ball club. I think they're going to get a lot of pressure on Ehlinger, and I think Texas is going to have a really hard time being able to sustain drives and create enough big plays to keep pace with what I think is going to be an efficient, productive LSU offense.
Jimmy, you prompted Joe from Mandeville, who's a huge Texas fan, to call, and he's waiting. Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. He says at any time about anything against Texas for anything. So anyway, thanks for the time, Jimmy. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Detail on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.